Welcome back to the Business of Trucking podcast, and thanks for connecting with us on Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. The Business of Trucking podcast features certified public accountant John Turner. In this episode of the podcast, John will be highlighting the importance of bookkeeping and how the electronic bookkeeping solutions that he'll be discussing can help professional drivers at tax time and throughout the year. Before we roll into today's discussion, we wanted to take a moment to talk with you about John Turner and his comprehensive services. As we've shared with you on previous episodes, John is a certified public accountant who has many years of experience and trusted expertise working with owner-operators, independent contractors, company drivers, small business owners, and aspiring trucking entrepreneurs. With a long track record of success helping professionals behind the wheel, John has become a highly valued resource who specializes in tax preparation, tax planning, accounting, bookkeeping, and tax problem resolution. As we get ready to take you to today's conversation with John Turner, we want to remind you that connecting with John is very easy. For information on John's scope of services, you can just visit the firm's website at jturnercpa.com. That's jturnercpa.com. You can also call John by dialing #250 on your phone. That's #250 and say, John Turner. As we mentioned at the top of the podcast, today's episode will feature a recent appearance by John on the Dave Nemo Show, which is broadcast nationally on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. The Dave Nemo Show can also be heard on demand through the SiriusXM app. In this Business of Trucking segment, John will be talking with Dave Nemo about the value of having a good bookkeeping system in place. As John shares with Dave during their discussion, the electronic bookkeeping systems that John highlights during this segment can benefit owner-operators, independent contractors, and company drivers throughout the year, not just at tax time. And if you're running your own trucking business while you're also behind the wheel, an effective bookkeeping solution serves as an essential tool for monitoring performance of the business and planning for the future. Now it's time to hand it off to Dave Nemo for his Business of Trucking conversation with John Turner.
Right now, though, we are going to go out a route just a little bit with our great friend, John Turner, the only name you need. Take that smartphone, but don't do it at the moment because he's on the phone with me right now. But it's pound or hashtag 250, pound 250, say John Turner, and then you'll be speaking with John Turner. Or the young lady who called the zoo on April Fool's Day. John, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I should be, but I'm not.
Go ahead and tell them what kind of guy you really are.
So I asked her to call and set up an appointment with a new client named Ellie Font, and I gave her the number of the Dallas Zoo. Unfortunately, Ellie was just not able to make it. She thought that was funny. And Dave's been giving me grief.
How did the folks at the zoo take it?
Oh, I think they get that. And she says, I would like to pull that joke on my father, but he'll see right through it. I said, well, have you asked for Mr. Seal?
When we were kids back in the 50s, we would dial up like the local little store and say, do you have Albert in the can? Well, you better let him out. He's going to suffocate.
Or just call a residential number at random and ask if their refrigerator is running. If they say yes, then you better go stop it. Yeah. So anyway, the clock is running on, and I wanted to talk about that exciting subject that every business owner loves to talk about, bookkeeping. Don't you just love it? I mean, Dave, isn't that on the top of your mind when you wake up in the morning? It's like, oh, good, we get to look at the books today. I would tell you that no, you don't. Usually bookkeeping is looked at as a necessary evil of being in business because it takes us away from what we think our primary objective is, and that is to run the business, to make sure that everything is operating correctly. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're driving a truck or in an accounting business. You've got to have bookkeeping. And it's more than just a way of keeping score. Bookkeeping can tell you if there's a problem in your business from a business standpoint. And it can also be set up efficiently. It doesn't have to be duplicative. By that, I mean, you don't have one set of books or one set of doing bookkeeping for the business and running your business, and then have to do another set of books so that you can make sure that you get the details that you need to give to the tax preparer for them to do an accurate tax return. Now, I'm not talking about a fake set of books here. I'm just talking about the way that you code the information in your bookkeeping may be good for you operationally because you don't need to see other detail that may be important when it comes to doing a tax return. But the truth of the matter is that when we set up bookkeeping for our clients, and by the way, we use QuickBooks Online for folks because it's a very popular bookkeeping method. And should they ever decide for one reason or another that they would like to go somewhere else, then they still own their set of books and they could take it with them. They don't have to ask for a copy of their set of books. They've always got access to it. We come on as what QuickBooks Online calls the accountant copy, and we can actually do their bookkeeping for them as if they're doing it. Because the way that we provide that service is they simply use their phone to take a picture of the information. And sometimes it'll go directly into QuickBooks. Sometimes it comes to us and we put it in. But either way, it's important that you, and you hear this all the time, know your numbers. You got to know your numbers. Well, it's just as important that if you know the numbers better be accurate. They better be good numbers. And a lot of times people don't realize that the numbers that they're looking at to run their business may not be the best way to set up their bookkeeping so that they can take full advantage of the tax law. So that's what we do. We set it up. We set their books up for them. And then other than the fact that they're just taking pictures of the information, we have what we need in order to help them run their business effectively, both from the standpoint of knowing their numbers for the business purpose, but also for the strategic purpose of maximizing tax savings. They can be one and the same. I like to tell people that I'm in business to make money, of course. That's why you're in business, Dave. We like what we do. We love what we do. But at the same time, we're there to provide for our family and for the families of the people that work with us and work for us. And the purpose of that is so that we can actually enjoy a life outside of work. I'm not saying that work isn't fulfilling, because it is. I think it is. But also, you want some time with family. And the difficult part of being an owner-operator is when you get home, a lot of times what you're concentrating on, if you've got a spouse at home that's helping you with the books, is spouses there saying, hey, I need this, I need that, I don't understand this. What was this for? You spend a lot of time doing that rather than really enjoying your family. And some of you are saying, well, I don't have a family. Well, what do you do in your time off? Maybe you like to fish, maybe you like to hunt, maybe you like to, I don't know, play tennis, whatever it is that you like to do. I find very few people that say, well, in my time off, I look forward to doing my bookkeeping. Said no one ever. So we take that responsibility off of you and we set it up, set up your books so that it's useful for both operating purposes and for taxes. That's just a little bit about what we do and why we do it the way we do. And that's some more to talk about, I guess, Dave, after our little break here.
We will take the break and we'll hear more from John Turner here in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Business of Trucking podcast featuring certified public accountant John Turner. Before we take you back to this episode of the podcast, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about John Turner and his firm.
Next time you talk to your tax preparer, ask about the five P's: preparation, projection, protection, planning, and practical application. And while they're staring into space, pick up your phone, hit #250, and say, John Turner. Because with John Turner, you have a tax planning advocate who will dig deep to uncover every savings you deserve. Software and storefront tax services will get you to first base, but John Turner gets you home. #250, say John Turner, the only name you need.
Now let's take you back to this edition of the Business of Trucking podcast featuring certified public accountant John Turner.
The Business of Trucking with John Turner. And once again, to get in touch with John, it's pound or the hashtag symbol 250, #250, and you'll be asked what you want, and then you just say, John Turner, the only name I need, John Turner. And then, of course, there's jturner.cpa, which was a new one on me a couple of months ago, instead of the .com or .org or whatever, .cpa, jturner.cpa. And that website has a particular purpose and focus, though, doesn't it, John?
It does. That's the place where we can get some of your information so we can respond to the question that you leave there for us in the little box. It's very simple. It's a very simple page. You just go directly to the page by jturner.cpa. And you can leave us a question. We'll answer your questions and get back to you on that. Good way to be direct without having to clip through all the fluff that a lot of people put on their websites. We're pretty direct. My business runs on time and efficiency, so we try to help you be efficient as well. And that's why we're talking about bookkeeping, is so you can be the most efficient that you can be in your business and then leave that record keeping to us when you give us that input. a lot of people don't realize that the way that they set up their bookkeeping could actually save them money on their taxes. It's not just the strategy behind that. And we'll explain the strategy of what we're doing for them when we set up their bookkeeping this way. But a lot of folks don't realize, number one, and we've talked about this before on the air, and that's the fact that when you get your tax return prepared, don't expect that that person's going to come back and say, oh, hey, you know what, if you do this over here, you'll save money on your taxes next year, and this could save you $4,000, $3,000, $2,000, whatever the number is. This could save you money if you do this or implement this strategy. Most tax preparers are just trying to get that return out the door so they can move on to the next one. We're not like that. We think of doing a tax return as a gold mine, and we're looking for those nuggets of gold that are hidden there in your information that you don't know is there. And I'm not talking about just how we prepare the return, but how we coach you and tell you the tax saving strategies that you need to implement. It's not just a passive thing. We don't just say, oh, by the way, we found this over here, and instead of getting this much money back, you're getting this much money back, or not having to pay as much. But the whole idea is to keep your money in your pocket. There's no law, there's no IRS rule that says that you have to pay more than what the law says you have to pay. The problem is that most business owners don't know, like all of us, we don't know what we don't know. So we look at that return, we look at what the projections are, we help you do projections for the next year, and we inform you of any tax strategies that you need to take into account. Very simple one could save you $5,000-$6,000, and that is if you have a spouse and the spouse is helping you in the business, then you could actually compensate them for just the insurance premium.
We've got a couple of callers coming in, John, so we're going to break ranks here just for a moment. And Deerslayer is up in Michigan. Deerslayer, good morning, and you're on with John now. Thanks for calling.
Morning, Dave. Morning, John.
Morning, Deerslayer. I bet I can guess what you like to do in your spare time.
I do, but that's not where the name came from. I had a trainee. I hit 3 in 1 week, and he looked over and said, oh, you're quite the Deerslayer, aren't you? I said, yes, I am, and I kept it. My question is, my son was on my health insurance for part of the year last year, and I have my insurance through the Affordable Care Act. He got a job, a new job. He made $37,000 last year. We knew about what he was going to make. Mm-hmm. I knew I wasn't going to be able to claim him as a dependent, and he got health insurance through his new employer. When I did his taxes this year, I didn't put anything in for health insurance because he didn't provide it. I did. His return rejected. How do I put in what was paid for him through the Affordable Care Act so that his return will go through and not kill him because he made about $7,000 while he was at the other employer while he was on my insurance? If I put the whole $37,000 in there, I don't understand where to go from here.
Okay, so he got a W-2?
Yes.
So the first thing is that you use the information in box one, and that's the taxable income part. There are other things that are income, but they're not taxable for federal income tax purposes, but they are taxable for payroll tax purposes, Social Security and Medicare. Some of those things are like a retirement account. They're not currently taxable as income tax, but they are subject to the Social Security and Medicare. I don't understand why it would reject just because you didn't put the insurance in there, because there's no longer a penalty for not having insurance coverage. That went away several years ago. Did you get a rejection code? Did it tell you why it was rejected?
I did it through the H&R Block's online stuff, and they gave me the code. They told me what I had to do, what it was, and it was that it showed that he received information from the Affordable Care Act, but no information was put into the system, but he was dependent on my insurance at that time.
Okay. So because it was the whole year, he did his tax return as if he was not a dependent the whole year, and he wasn't for tax purposes. He may have been living with you and you were paying for everything until he got the job, and now he's basically made enough money and took care of himself the rest of the year. So what I would do is I would just take his part off of the information that you got and use that for him, or pull a transcript and get that information of how much was allocated to him for the Affordable Care Act. That may be the only place you're going to be able to find that. So I don't know if those are posted yet. Usually wage and income information is not posted till about the end of May or first part of June. I don't know when they post that other information. It may already be posted, but you could probably pull a transcript and do that. You can do that through the ID.me on the IRS portal.
All right, that'll help. I'm going to try and get that figured out this weekend so I can do my taxes too. Compared to doing this mess with him, my taxes as an owner-operator are going to be easy.
Okay.
Let us know how it turns out on paper. Thank you so much, Deerslayer. We're going to squeeze another call in real quick and go to Iowa with Fozzie. Hey, Fozzie, good morning. You're on with John.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
John, I've got a question. I know preparers, they charge different amounts when they do your taxes, but I've been talking to other drivers, and they told me that I paid so much money to have my taxes done. And I was just wondering, is there like a certain amount that they charge when they do taxes? See, what happened was I have my business, but I didn't start the business, start doing a 1099 until the 13th of December of last year. So I had basically 2 weeks of business taxes to do. Everything else was W-2s. And then when they came in and did my taxes, their company charged me almost $2,800 to do my taxes. I've been talking to other drivers, and they're like, oh, I only paid $800 for them to do the whole year of my business taxes.
I think you were overcharged.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Now, were you owner-op, basically, I guess. Is that right? You got a 1099?
Yeah, I went into a lease purchase, so yeah.
Do you know, did they put that on Schedule C of the 1040, or did they put you into an S-Corp right away?
Well, I've been filing as an S-Corp. I've been with this company for 5 years. Every year it's gone up. The price to do my taxes has gone up. And this time when they told me it was going to be $2,778, I said, wow, that's an awful lot of money considering the last time you guys did it was $1,400.
Were they doing the bookkeeping for you too, or just the tax return?
Nope, they're just doing the tax return.
You need to call me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. But
yeah, the time is now. Especially if they've got you in an S-Corp, we need to start the bookkeeping as an S-Corp right away. So give me a call.
Fozzie, thank you for closing the program here with us this morning. And John, we're looking forward to having Fozzie call you, and everybody should call. And the number is #250, then say John Turner. #250, John Turner. Online, go to jturner.cpa, Certified Public Accountant. jturner.cpa.
Thanks for listening to the Business of Trucking podcast featuring certified public accountant John Turner. Before we close out this edition of the podcast, we wanted to take a moment to talk to you about John Turner and his firm. For many decades now, John Turner and his firm have been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to both businesses and individuals. John's expertise ranges from basic tax management and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits, financial statements, and financial planning. You can learn more details about John's service offerings by visiting the firm's website at jturnercpa.com. That's jturnercpa.com. From the front page of the website, you'll see the invitation to schedule a consultation with John. If you'd like to talk with John, that call is very easy to make. You can call John by dialing #250 on your phone. That's #250 and just say John Turner. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on the Business of Trucking podcast, featuring certified public accountant John Turner. You can hear John each Wednesday morning on the Dave Nemo Show. John and the Business of Trucking appear at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. You can also hear the Dave Nemo Show on demand through the SiriusXM app. Finally, we would like to invite you to subscribe to the Business of Trucking podcast. Just search John Turner CPA on your favorite podcast platform, and you'll be able to find the podcast and subscribe to the series. The Business of Trucking podcast is a production of Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. You can always connect with us by visiting podwheels.com. That's podwheels.com.